Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 241. O Spirit, source of light, thy grace is unconfined. Dispel the gloomy shades of night. Reveal the light of mind. Hymn number 241. The scriptural will be given by Wendy from South Carolina.
I will read from the Bible, Psalms. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Proverbs. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer, and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who is art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 269. Our God is love, unchanging love, and can we ask for more? Our prayer for love's increase is vain. 'Twas infinite before. Ask not the Lord with breath of praise for more than we accept. The open fount is free to all. God's promises are kept. Hymn number 269.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We start every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is kind of a training session in Christian Science. We talk about this week's lesson, other subjects that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you'll also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school is available to children just about anywhere. Most of our Sunday school children do not live in the area, but they attend via telephone. It has its own teleconference number. So if you don't live in the area but have a child of Sunday school age, please call us. We'll give you the number. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Actually, starts at 8:15. The music starts at 8. Where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much, much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And we are going to have another Bible study session this coming Saturday, March 1st. The study questions will soon be on the website. And the study session will begin at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, March 1st. So mark your calendars and please join us. You'll be very happy that you did. And for all of our services and meetings here at the church, we do have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So if you do attend in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 18 different websites in 18 different languages. This is our worldwide mission, to provide the very finest Christian Science literature and audios to as many people as possible around the world. And we're very grateful for those of you who have found one or more of our websites, who have found the healing touch, the healing power of Christian Science. And we're very grateful also to those of you who contribute financially to the church. Everything that we provide on all of our websites is available free of charge. You can listen, read, download without charge. Freely we have received, and freely we give. And one of the articles that I'd like to point out that's currently featured on our English language website is an excellent article entitled Presence of Mind by Peter V. Ross. Think about what you're thinking and read this article. It's really good. And everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Tom from Iowa.
Page 434. The first allusion to Christian Science reached me in an article I read on that subject. Later, a friend came to visit me bringing a copy of Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. For 2 weeks, I read it eagerly, then I sent for a copy for myself. When it came, I began to study it. The Bible, of which I had had but a dim understanding, began to grow clearer. The light grew brighter each day. Finally, I began to treat myself against ills that had bound me for 28 years. At the end of 6 weeks, I was healed, much to the amazement of all who knew me. From that time, my desire was to help others out of their suffering and to talk this wonderful truth. After a while, I took the class lectures and am doing what I can to spread this healing gospel. AMG.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and the correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Mind. The golden text is from Job. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. The responsive reading is from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding.
In all thine ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones.
Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding.
For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold.
She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her.
Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
I will read from the Bible. Daniel. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Ecclesiastes. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Psalms. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Daniel. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams, wherewith his spirit was troubled, and his sleep brake from him. And the king commanded to call the magicians, and the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, The thing is gone from me. If ye will not make known unto me the dream, with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces. But if ye show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, There is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. For this cause the king was angry and very furious. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Then the king answered unto Daniel and said, Of a truth it is, that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Isaiah. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. 1 Corinthians. As it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. The hour has struck when proof and demonstration, instead of opinion and dogma, are summoned to the support of Christianity, making wise the simple. All substance, intelligence, wisdom, being, immortality, cause and effect belong to God. These are his attributes, the eternal manifestations of the infinite divine principle love. No wisdom is wise but his wisdom. No truth is true. No love is lovely. No life is life but the divine. No good is but the good God bestows. Divine metaphysics, as revealed to spiritual understanding, shows clearly that all is mind, and that mind is God, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That is all power, all presence, all science. Hence, all is in reality the manifestation of mind. God is not separate from the wisdom he bestows. The talents he gives, we must improve. Remember, brain is not mind. To measure intellectual capacity by the size of the brain and strength by the exercise of muscle is to subjugate intelligence, to make mind mortal, and to place this so-called mind at the mercy of material organization and non-intelligent matter. Question: what is intelligence? Answer: intelligence is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. It is the primal and eternal quality of infinite mind, of the triune principle, life, truth, and love, named God. The term science, properly understood, refers only to the laws of God and to his government of the universe, inclusive of man. From this, it follows that businessmen and cultured scholars have found that Christian Science enhances their endurance and mental powers, enlarges their perception of character, gives them acuteness and comprehensiveness, and an ability to exceed their ordinary capacity. The human mind, imbued with this spiritual understanding, becomes more elastic, is capable of greater endurance, escapes somewhat from itself, and requires less repose. A knowledge of the science of being develops the latent abilities and possibilities of man. It extends the atmosphere of thought, giving mortals access to broader and higher realms. It raises the thinker into his native air of insight and perspicacity. Mind is not necessarily dependent upon educational processes. It possesses of itself all beauty and poetry and the power of expressing them. Spirit God is heard when the senses are silent. We are all capable of more than we do. The influence or action of soul confers a freedom which explains the phenomena of improvisation and the fervor of untutored lips. The ancient prophets gained their foresight from a spiritual incorporeal standpoint, not by foreshadowing evil and mistaking fact for fiction. Predicting the future from a groundwork of corporeality and human belief. When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets involuntarily. Controlled not by demons, spirits, or demigods, but by the one spirit. It is the prerogative of the ever-present divine mind and of thought which is in rapport with this mind to know the past, the present, and the future. Acquaintance with the science of being enables us to commune more largely with the divine mind, to foresee and foretell events which concern the universal welfare, to be divinely inspired, yea, to reach the range of fetterless mind. To understand that mind is infinite, not bounded by corporeality, not dependent upon the ear and eye for sound or sight, nor upon muscles and bones for locomotion, is a step towards the mind science by which we discern man's nature and existence. All we correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and it's learned through Christ in Christian Science. If this science has been thoroughly learned and properly digested, we can know the truth more accurately than the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. This mind reading is the opposite of clairvoyance. It is the illumination of the spiritual understanding which demonstrates the capacity of soul, not of material sense. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. Such intuition reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good but not evil. You will reach the perfect science of healing when you are able to read the human mind after this manner and discern the error you would destroy. The understanding that the ego is mind and that there is but one mind or intelligence begins at once to destroy the errors of mortal sense and to supply the truth of immortal sense. This understanding makes the body harmonious. It makes the nerves, bones, brain, etc., servants instead of masters. If man is governed by the law of divine mind, his body is in submission to everlasting life and truth and love. Disease has no intelligence with which to move itself about or to change from one form to another. If disease moves, mind, not matter, moves it. Therefore, be sure that you move it off. Meet every adverse circumstance as its master. Mind produces all action. Mind is the master of the corporeal senses and can conquer sickness, sin, and death. Exercise this God-given authority. Take possession of your body and govern its feeling and action. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. Controlled by the divine intelligence, man is harmonious and eternal.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 188. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man, to know what God hath here prepared for them that love and trust his plan. Hymn number 188.
Oh, no.
Let's now sing hymn number 236. O peace of the world, O hope in each breast, O Bethlehem star that ages have blessed, a day of fresh promise breaks over the land, gaunt warfare is doomed, and God's kingdom at hand. Hymn number 236.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. But ye are come unto the Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Amen.